This is Adavin Roy, the Ag and Natural Resource Agents from the K-State Research and Extension Wildcat District of Crawford, Labette, Montgomery, and Wilson Counties with your K-State Research and Extension Report. Weaning time is a stressful time for mothers and lambs and kids alike, but there are a few ways to make it a little less stressful for them. Fence line weaning, where lambs and kids are in a separate pen but share a fence with their mother, is one method that helps reduce stress by making it possible for lambs and kids to still see their mom. However, some kids and lambs can be escape artists, so double check your fence to make sure kids and lambs can't sneak back into their mother's pen. 2 to 3 months old is the recommended age to wean lambs and kids. This is when their rumen is fully developed. Make sure lambs and kids are eating forage and grain well before weaning. This will help them transition better to a diet of only forage and grain. Starting lambs and kids on the feed ration you plan to feed after weaning a couple weeks before they are weaned will also help reduce the stress of switching to a totally new diet. When it comes to managing does and ewes after weaning, decreasing the amount of grain and other high protein feeds like alfalfa after their kids and lambs have been weaned will help decrease their milk production faster. It is important to monitor does and ewes after weaning to watch for signs of mastitis. Common signs of mastitis are swelling in the udder not decreasing in size after a couple of days, the udder being hot or cold to the touch, blood in the milk or abnormal looking milk. Abnormal looking milk will look watery or look like cottage cheese. If you notice these signs, it's important to start treating the doe and ewe for mastitis right away. From the K-State Research and Extension Wildcat District, this has been Adavin Rowling with your K-State Research and Extension Report.